This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. When you hear about athletes overcoming incredible odds, they usually say something like this.
You know, one of the things that we had to learn from a young age is that you can't say you can't do something. I think my dad always enforced on us is if you want to do something and you put your mind to it and you want to do it, then you'll get it done.
That South African track star Oscar Pistorius. But when this guy says it, he really means it. He doesn't have any legs, and he's one of the first runners ever to compete seriously using prosthetic legs called cheetah blades or cheetah legs. As Abe Carrillo found out, the radical design of those legs is causing a huge controversy in the international athletic community.
The first time I saw the cheetah legs, I said, "You want me to do what with those?" I was like, "You're crazy."
That's Amy Mullins, president of the Women's Sports Foundation and a double amputee. She's also a record-holding track star. In 1995, she competed with two wooden legs that looked like they were straight out of the 1930s, and she still broke records. Soon after, she was one of the first to test out prototypes of the cheetah legs.
As soon as I put them on and I stood up, my hamstrings were contracted, my gluteals were contracted. I know I can't stand still in them. You know, they're meant for sprinting.
Each leg is cut from a flat sheet of pressed carbon fiber and molded into a fluid J-like curve that connects at the base of the knee and runs all the way to the tip of the toe. And there it curls up, sort of like a leprechaun shoe. But the cheetahs became much more than a utilitarian prosthetic running device for her. The curve of the J is almost sensual.
You know, I think they're stunning, and that opened a whole world for me, you know, where suddenly I launched into fashion and the idea of a sensuality that people felt from looking at the legs and, you know, the confusion in that.
Mullins became the first amputee to walk down the runway as a fashion model and was even voted one of People magazine's 50 most beautiful people in the world.
On paper, this woman is supposed to have a disability, and yet everything about her reads powerful, strong, confident, sexy.
But along the way, Mullins hit enormous barriers, and not just because she was an amputee. When she began racing with the cheetah legs, rumors within the disabled athletic community started flying around that she had an advantage. They thought she was using the legs to lengthen her stride. So she just got a pair of shorter prosthetics.
I made myself shorter, then I got faster. That shut everybody up.
And then along comes South African track star and double amputee Oscar Pistorius.
The man known as the Blade Runner, a sprinter who, with the help of artificial legs, had hopes of competing in this summer's Olympic Games.
I'd come so far, and I was watching. I was watching the whole story over again.
Pistorius was fighting for the right to compete with able-bodied athletes, and he was doing well. Last year, he ran in the South African National Championships.
Watch Oscar Pistorius in lane two, but Oscar Pistorius.
And he came in second.
And it was at that point that what had been a hypothetical question became a very real question about what the IAAF were going to do with regards to letting him compete or not, because it was a question everyone was asking.
That's Ross Tucker. He has a PhD in exercise physiology and started the blog The Science of Sport. And he's posted some pretty vitriolic rants against allowing Pistorius to compete in the Olympics, with headlines like, "Pandora's box is now open. Good luck to athletics."
His final 300 meters of his 400-meter race are completely unnatural. His second 200 is 2 seconds faster than his first 200. Now, that's unusual, because no 400-meter runner in history is able to do that.
What he's saying is that when Pistorius starts a race, he struggles for the first 30 meters. And then he hits his stride and, in a sense, shifts into high gear. As all the other runners tire and slow down, Pistorius speeds up. That led track and field's governing body, the International Association of Athletics Federation, or the IAAF, to do their own testing. They determined that the cheetah legs gave him an unfair advantage, and they banned him from competing. In a public statement, Pistorius cried discrimination.
on behalf of myself and other disabled athletes, to stand firmly and not allow one organization to inhibit our ability to compete using the very tools without which we can simply not walk, let alone run.
The first time I heard that there was controversy about suddenly, you know, Oscar was so fast that he must have an advantage, I thought it was the big elephant in the room, like that nobody was mentioning the fact that in March, this kid was disabled. In July, he was too abled. Suddenly he'd crossed the line where people couldn't write him off as a human interest story, where his athletic talent superseded, you know, the all shucks value of it.
Amy Mullins helped put together a team to appeal the IAAF ruling.
The onus was on us to prove that the legs didn't have an advantage.
One of the senior researchers on that team was Peter Weyand at Rice University, who specializes in the physiology of biomechanics and energy expenditure.
Every muscle in your body, like a calf muscle, is obviously attached to a great big Achilles tendon. Because these tendons work so well as elastics, the design that's evolved in these good runners, racehorses, ostriches, is that they've gotten rid of the muscle and they just have tendon at the distal part of the limb. The cheetahs have essentially mimicked the biology in that respect.
The J shape of the legs actually looks like a cheetah leg and functions like giant elastics.
And one of the central questions, and in fact the original basis for why the IAAF said that Oscar Pistorius had an advantage, is that they were claiming that the carbon fiber blade, the cheetah, does it a lot better, that its energy return is far more efficient than a human limb.
The IAAF researchers claimed the cheetahs were 30% more efficient than the human limb. That's a huge number. But they were only studying the human ankle. Wand and his colleagues pointed out that there are dozens of other muscles and tendons used in running, and the technology today is simply not advanced enough to monitor them all. The IAAF also claimed Pistorius used 25% less energy than other able-bodied athletes. But Wayne's testing found that he uses the same amount of energy as everyone else. Here's why.
When a runner with intact limbs comes out of the blocks and accelerates, an important part of the ability to accelerate is being able to push off with your foot and your ankle. And because Oscar doesn't have any calf muscles to do that, he's disadvantaged. The reason he finishes relatively fast is because he starts relatively slow.
Pistorius used all these findings in his appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and he won back the right to try for the Olympics. But then he failed to meet the qualifying time by 0.7 seconds. At least the chance to compete was a win, right? Well, not quite. He only proved the IAAF data was wrong. He didn't prove once and for all whether or not he has it easier than able-bodied runners. Here's blogger Ross Tucker.
The credibility of the sport is what's at stake here. This was always a matter of the technology being introduced to the sport. As soon as you open the door on introducing technology in sport, then you have a problem on your hands.
You know, we're really on the cusp of this, you know, new human. What does it mean now to be human?
And cyborg athletes and bionic men and women like Amy Mullins and Oscar Pistorius are simply scary for a lot of people.
To me, disability is where race was 50, 60 years ago. And if you've taken notice of what's happened across the world of sports, you know, Tiger Woods getting two LASIK surgeries to perfect his vision in a target sport, you know, Arnold Palmer getting a titanium hip so he can still play on the senior PGA Tour, you know, athletes will do a lot for a competitive advantage. You're not going to see anyone going out and amputating their feet so that they can wear carbon fiber prosthetics because it provides you such an advantage.
Maybe that is pretty far-fetched, but give prosthetic technology another 10 years, it just might help you get to the Olympics. For Studio 360, I'm Ave Carrillo.
You can see the cheetah legs in action at studio360.org.